Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley. As we work to reduce our use of electricity, we look to purchase more efficient appliances and equipment. But we must also look at what we call phantom loads. A phantom load, or standby electricity, is the energy consumed by appliances when they are not performing their main functions or when they are switched off. Most people are not aware of the fact that modern electrical and electronic appliances, even those having on and off switches, consume power for standby functions that include features such as powering of the built-in clock or memory, displaying information, responding to remote controls or programming, charging of batteries, and other things.
A phantom load is the energy equivalent of a leaky faucet. Your TV uses electricity even when turned off. Same goes for your stereo, coffee maker, microwave oven, clock radio, and other electronics. Even chargers for cell phones and MP3 players siphon energy when plugged in, even if they're not charging a thing. If your home is typical, you live with 20 of these devices that suck up energy. They add around $200 to your annual energy bill, according to Cornell University. That's because the off button doesn't really mean off these days. Your TV with remote control likely uses more energy during the 20 hours a day that it's turned off and in a standby power state than it does during the hours you watch the television. The upshot, according to Cornell, is we're using the equivalent of 7 electrical generating plants just to supply machines that are turned off.
Nationally, phantom loads make up about 6% of our energy consumption. This translates into billions of dollars spent and countless amounts of pollution emitted into our air. For example, a video cassette recorder is used for only about 5% of the time while it remains in standby state during the remaining 95% of the day. Here are some clues to identify your phantom energy users. They are appliances with remote controls, such as TVs, VCRs, and audio equipment. Some of them feature a continuous digital display. Some of them feature rechargeable batteries, such as cordless phones, which use energy even after the battery is charged. And some are appliances with external power supplies, such as inkjet printers and iPod chargers.
To determine how much energy these devices are using in their off mode, you can use a watt meter, which plugs into an outlet. Then you plug the appliance into the watt meter. It tells you how much energy the appliance is using. A watt meter costs from $30 to $50 at your local building supply store. How can you combat these vampires that use energy? Stop standby losses by using a power strip. Turn off the power strip with a single switch when not in use. Then, all the things on that power strip are truly turned off. Unplug rarely used appliances, and the same goes for chargers that aren't in use. Buy energy-efficient appliances bearing the Energy Star label. That way, at least your appliances will use less energy. Find the list of products at energystar.gov.
Watch out for all the transformers that plug into the wall. These are chargers and power supplies. These devices are 60 to 80% inefficient when plugged in, and on standby mode, it is especially important that you put them on power strips. The standby power of a computer monitor only costs about $3 a year when the computer is shut down nights and weekends. However, if the computer's sleep function is used, the power costs $41 a year for those nights and weekends, almost as much as the $57 a year it costs to run the computer just on weekdays.
Another electrical drain that is unnecessary is leaving outside lights and window candles on at night. It is pretty easy to put motion sensors or timers on these lights so they are only on when needed. Likewise, your Christmas light displays should all be on timers so they can turn off when no one is there to appreciate them.